This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how when you go back to a place you haven't visited in 10 or 20 years, it takes you a while to calibrate yourself and get adjusted to the changes? When that place is China, take it from me, it's a whole different thing. The scale and the speed of the change there is overwhelming, due mostly to the way that the Chinese economy has changed and grown the past two decades. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz went out to Sichuan province last week to the town where he lived and worked 17 years ago. He sent us back this reporter's notebook.
Life as a Peace Corps volunteer in Zigong was never very peaceful. In 1996, when I came here to teach English at the local teacher's college, I lived next door to the music department. 17 years later, the music still plays, the sound of students working hard, making lots of mistakes, and learning from them. Back then, China's economy was doing the same thing, breaking loose from the tight control of the state to join the global economy.
Here's some of the kids who play soccer around here.
Shortly after I arrived, I made a home video to send back to my family. One of the kids, 12-year-old Zeng Yang, knocked on my door after I had been there a week. He told me I was the first foreigner he had ever seen. He asked if I could teach him English. His dad was a teacher in the art department. They lived a few floors above me in a drab concrete apartment block. His family, like most families in Zigong, made less than $100 a month. 17 years later, Zeng picks me up in the provincial capital of Chengdu in his brand new VW Bug. Each day, this city limits traffic to certain numbered license plates to curb air pollution. To get around that, Zeng simply bought five cars, one for every day of the week. He's on the move. At 29 years old, he's now one of China's top young artists.
When I was young, I played with toy cars, but I never imagined I'd be able to buy one.
Zeng sells his paintings for $20,000 each, and he's got brokers in New York and Paris. His oil paintings are colorful, abstract depictions of migrant workers in the big city. They're filled with social commentary about a traditional rural society transforming into an urban one.
Growing up in Zigong inspired my art. People there aspire to be urban and modern, but Zigong can't escape its rural setting.
On the street in Zigong, I see what he means. A man selling candy advertises by clicking his knife with a curved piece of iron. He's got two baskets tied to a bamboo pole balanced on his shoulder, like merchants here have done for centuries. He's walking through the old town. Across the river, there's a McDonald's, a Walmart, and dozens of luxury condo buildings. Back in the 90s, this was all terraced hills of rice paddies. My old school has now moved here, too.
How are you? Good to see you.
Hi, thank you.
So nice to see you.
Wow. You're still so young.
I stopped by to see my friends in the English department. Liao Qinfang used to live upstairs from me.
Yeah. How is your family?
It's good.
Good.
My son has just left for Estonia.
Estonia?
Yeah, Estonia to study piano.
Another teacher, Wang Chunyang, just bought an SUV to take road trips to photograph China's national parks.
Back in 1996, where was the farthest you had traveled back then?
The furthest, city I traveled to was Chongqing.
Back then, the big city, 100 miles away, was the edge of the world. Now the rest of the world has come to Zigong. Back in the studio of my young artist friend, Zeng Yang, we talk about these changes. He says now he barely recognizes his hometown.
In China, we have a saying, a leaf returns to its roots when it falls. If an entire country cuts off its leaves, its branches, and its roots, then its people become lost.
That could be so, but my friends in Zigong, like those music students I listened to every night in my apartment so long ago, are finding their way. They've all tapped into the global economy to pursue their dreams. In Zigong, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.